Early summer or lingering winter, which is better? It's a battle of opposing weather proverbs today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. It has been said that we only maximize a small percentage of our mind. Imagine if we could unleash the full power of our brain and mind and do things which otherwise would have been impossible. It's called the 15-minute manifestation. Perhaps you're going through a rough time, or you've had a bad attitude, or feel defeated, and that can only lead to more negative thinking. With a 15-minute manifestation guide, you can change the beliefs that have been holding you back in your relationship, your career, and in your health. Create your own destiny where success can be anything you envision. And to start, you can get a free book, Manifestation Wizardry, today. No tricks. The book is absolutely free. Go to shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. The real magic of success and getting more out of life is in this free book, Manifestation Wizardry. And it's yours right now at shineyourmind.com. That's shineyourmind.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 1st, the 121st day of the year. Folk singer Judy Collins has a birthday, and Orson Welles' film Citizen Kane premiered on this day in 1941. There's a wealth of weather lore about the month of May, and the takeaway seems to be this. Don't count Old Man Winter out just yet. Anyone who has set out tomatoes too early would agree with a proverb, in the middle of May comes the tale of winter. Other sayings indicate cool and wet conditions are best for crops. A cold May is kindly and fills the barn finely. A dripping May brings a good crop of hay. And mist in May, heat in June, make the harvest come right soon. But even weather lore has opposing viewpoints. Another proverb says a cold May enriches no one. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.